Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with BJP's booth-level workers today, launching the party's campaign for Bihar Assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu says India attaches highest priority to its development and capacity-building partnership with Mongolia. India posed to resume international postal services with the US from today after establishing new customs compliance system. Death toll in Rajasthan bus fire rises to 20. President and Prime Minister express grief. CBI conducts searches across Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala in online job fraud case. And in badminton, Indian shuttlers begin their BWF World Junior Championships with comfortable wins in Guwahati. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the party campaign for Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot campaign. Prime Minister Modi hailed the role of party workers in its election campaign and said that they are working dedicatedly with full energy to ensure the victory of BJP NDA in Bihar. The Prime Minister stated that interacting with such dedicated workers provides renewed inspiration. He will interact directly with some of these workers. The BJP has fielded 71 candidates in its first list released yesterday, with 50 sitting MLAs, including Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and several state cabinet ministers contesting once again. The 243-member Bihar Assembly will go to polls in two phases on 6th and 11th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on 14th of November. Another NDA ally, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, also released a list of six candidates. On the other hand, in the opposition, CPI-ML Liberation has released a list of 18 candidates for the State Assembly elections. Our Patna correspondent reports, candidates from both alliances have started filing their nominations. More in this report.
In Patna, discussions regarding seat sharing within the Grand Alliance are expected to conclude today, and the list of candidates may be announced afterward. Congress Legislative Party leader Shakil Ahmed Khan said that agreement over seats are almost done in the Grand Alliance. Meanwhile, CPI-ML candidates have filed their nomination papers from Ara, Arwal, Paliganj and Jiradei constituencies. The CPI has also announced candidates for six seats. The Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP, has released its list of 40 candidates. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu has said India attaches the highest priority to its development and capacity-building partnership with Mongolia. She said India is fully committed to the timely completion of all the projects currently underway, which will emerge as lasting symbols of India-Mongolia friendship and cooperation. The president said shared cultural heritage and democratic values are the foundation of India-Mongolia relations. Welcoming President of Mongolia Kurelsukh Ukna at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday, President Murmu said India and Mongolia are strategic partners, third neighbors and spiritual neighbors. President Draupadi Murmu expressed confidence that the MOU on cultural exchange program will provide a strong foundation for further promoting cultural exchanges. She said, over past 25 years, India has undertaken various cultural projects in Mongolia, including the restoration of Buddhist monasteries and the reprinting of ancient manuscripts. The president also hosted a banquet in the honor of the Mongolian president. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a meeting with the Vice President of Brazil, Geraldo Alckmin, in New Delhi today. The Defense Minister of Brazil, José Múcio Monteiro Filho, will also be present during the interaction. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said that the leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations in the field of defense between the two countries. India has been elected unopposed to the Human Rights Council for the seventh time for 3-year term, 2026 to 2028, starting next year. After India's election by the General Assembly was announced yesterday, Permanent Representative P. Harish said this election reflects India's unwavering commitment to human rights and fundamental freedom. In a social media post, Mr. Harish said, India looks forward to serve this objective during the tenure. He also thanked all the delegations for their overwhelming support. India will resume international postal services to the United States from today. In a release, the Ministry of Communications said, India Post has now established a compliant mechanism for delivery duty paid processing after extensive system development and coordination with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ministry highlighted that the new setup ensures full regulatory compliance, faster customs clearance, and seamless delivery to addressees in the U.S. without any additional duty or delay. Postal services to the U.S. were earlier suspended following an executive order issued by the U.S. administration. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, conducted searches at multiple locations across Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala in online job fraud case. During the action carried out under Operation Chakra 5 yesterday, three persons were arrested. In this case, thousands of innocent citizens across India were allegedly cheated of crores of rupees through deceptive online schemes. A report.
The central agency said the accused persons and their associates created a complex network of shell companies across India, primarily in Bangalore, to channel and launder the proceeds of crime. The fraudsters, including foreign operatives, were using forged credentials and fraudulently obtained digital signatures and incorporated multiple shell companies and opened numerous bank accounts in their names to collect funds from victims. Several Indian nationals were operating under the direction of foreign-controlled entities involved in illegal online gambling and investment fraud operations. The CBI traced substantial financial flows to accounts associated with these entities, indicating an extensive transnational cyber fraud network. With Anand's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Pakistan-based smugglers are devising new ways to spread their network to smuggle narcotics in India through the Punjab border. Quoting highly placed sources in BSF Punjab Frontier, our correspondent reports that Pakistani smugglers are preferring fresh faces with no prior smuggling record to escape legal scrutiny. They are also asking their Indian counterparts to recruit minors as couriers to escape arrest and conviction. A report.
The Border Security Force in its continuous crackdown has nabbed over 203 Indian drug smugglers and 16 Pakistani nationals during this year till date in Punjab. Three Pakistani intruders have also been neutralized by the BSF. The force deployed anti-drone systems, motion sensors and night vision devices and has intercepted and seized 200 Pakistani drones along with 287 kilograms of heroin and 13 kilograms of ice drug, 174 weapons including AK-47s, 12 hand grenades and over 10 kilograms of high explosives these drones have carried inside the Indian territory have also been seized. BSF spokesperson Deputy Inspector General AK Vidyarthi said that voluntary help by some villagers and joint operations with Punjab police and other central agencies are proving fruitful in tracing the local conduits of transnational drug cartels. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
In Rajasthan, the death toll in the bus fire accident on Jaisalmer-Jodhpur Highway has risen to 20. The incident took place around 3:30 p.m. yesterday when an AC sleeper bus caught fire on the Jaisalmer-Jodhpur Highway. According to reports, 19 passengers were charred to death inside the bus, while one person succumbed to burn injuries during treatment. Over 50 people were on board the bus at the time of the accident. Among 15 passengers who were injured, many suffered burns of up to 70%. Officials said the bodies of the victims were badly burned and their identities will be confirmed through DNA testing. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the tragic deaths of several people. The central government has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each for those injured. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various industries in Telangana. A report.
Telangana is one of India's leading pharmaceutical manufacturing hubs. The new GST reforms hold special significance for the state's pharmaceutical manufacturing sector. Under GST 2.0, 30 cancer drugs will now attract 0% tax instead of 12%, improving accessibility for consumers. Similarly, GST on all drugs and medicines for personal use has been reduced to 5% from 12%. The reduction will make healthcare more affordable and accessible while boosting the growth and innovations of Telangana's pharmaceutical and life science industry. Meanwhile, the GST on food products including paneer, chhena, ultra-high-temperature milk and Indian breads will now attract 0% tax. Other items such as butter, ghee, dry fruits, pickles, namkeen will now be under the 5% tax category, which previously was a part of 12% tax slab. These rate cuts will reduce shelf prices by 6-7%, making processed foods more affordable across rural and semi-urban markets. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Israel has received the bodies of four hostages after they were handed over to the Red Cross by Hamas in Gaza. The statement of the Office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the bodies were transferred to Israeli Defense Forces and Shin Bet personnel, which is one of the three major intelligence organizations of Israel inside the Gaza Strip. They were later transferred across the border into Israel. The remains are being taken to the National Center of Forensic Medicine in Tel Aviv for identification. Unlike a similar handover on Monday, Hamas did not disclose the identities of the bodies in advance, and Israeli authorities said their identities remain unclear. Goa's former chief minister and present agriculture minister Ravi Nayak passed away last night following a cardiac arrest. He was 79. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant expressed deep sorrow over his demise, describing Nayak as a stalwart of Goan politics whose decades of dedicated service had left an indelible mark on the state's governance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the death of former Goa Chief Minister and State Cabinet Minister Ravi Nayak. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, Mr. Nayak will be remembered as an experienced administrator and dedicated public servant who enriched Goa's development trajectory. On to sports. In badminton, Indian shuttlers began their BWF World Junior Championships with comfortable wins in Guwahati. In girls' category medal, hopefuls Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Huda and Rakshita Sri R launched their campaign with comfortable victories in Guwahati yesterday. In the boys' singles category, Ronak Chahan, Suryaksh Rawat, Lal Thazuala Hamar and Gyan Dattu Titi also sailed through the next round. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. Hindustan Times writes about the landmark investment in India's digital future. The headline says, Google to invest $15 billion on AI facility in Andhra to boost India's capacity to support next-generation AI applications. The pioneer, along with many pacts with India and Mongolia, cites a strengthening of deep civilizational and spiritual ties between the two countries. The headline says, India to boost Sanskrit education in Mongolia. India's first nationwide DNA-based census finds elephant numbers down 25% in 8 years, reports the Times of India. And finally, India will continue to be the fastest-growing major economy in the world, says the Economic Times under the headline, IMF's World Economic Outlook ups India's 2025-26 growth forecast. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with BJP's booth-level workers today, launching the party's campaign for Bihar Assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu says India attaches highest priority to its development and capacity-building partnership with Mongolia. India posed to resume international postal services with the US from today after establishing new customs-compliant system. Death toll in Rajasthan bus fire rises to 20. President and Prime Minister express grief. CBI conducts searches across Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala in online job fraud case. And in badminton, Indian shuttlers begin their BWF World Junior Championships with comfortable wins in Guwahati. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.